Hello and welcome to another episode of Gate 7 International, your number one English source for all things Olympiacos. We're back for another recorded pod, this time to celebrate the recent fantastic achievement of Olympiacos under-19s in the UEFA Youth League. The team is through to the final four of the competition. The first time a Greek club has been to the quarterfinals when we played Bayern, winning 3-1 yesterday away from home. And the club continues to make history at this U19s level. Fantastic achievement. And to use the words of the coach, Sotiris Ilaiadopoulos, he said that this was the academy's present for the 99 years birthday celebration of the club. We know that the men's team has been giving us a bit of a hard time, to say the least. And definitely when you look at our football club and the performance of the under-19s this season, it's been an absolute joy to watch them, and a bright spot in an otherwise rather turbulent season. Martial, first reactions from you.
It's, I don't know what word I will use. It's refreshing, I would say, to see the club achieving that, because it's massive. It feels like it's not even Olympiacos, like it's another part of Olympiacos that has been achieving something huge with smart work, a lot of work. And you wonder why the club is able to do that and not doing it with the first team, because it's not really different. But still, I, like a lot of people, watched the game at work, and it was very difficult to contain the joy, because the game itself, apart from the result, was amazing. Like, pure European game. Like, we will see one like that every 10 years. Because a part of the victory, it's the way we scored those three goals in less than 10 minutes, keeping the score after that. Even the mentality of the team to keep to waste some time, you know, to have that kind of vice the first team is lacking sometimes, was good to see. So that was a perfect day for me.
Look, I didn't get to watch the game fully. I had it on in the background while I was at work, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, the first goal coming from a situation where we pressed really a coordinated press up top. And then we've seen that actually in other games as well, where we've forced mistakes on the opposition defense, and we've taken advantage, and Mouzakidis opened the scoring. And then, I mean, the second goal from Papakanellos making the run down the left-hand side and then getting to the touchline and dribbling past two defenders and then smashing it from the line into the far corner. It was very impressive. And then, I mean, for the third goal from Babis Kostoulas, that's his fifth goal in six games. It's a purely instinctive finish where he doesn't even think, the ball drops to him just outside the box, and he doesn't think, he just smashes it and it goes into the bottom corner. And then he celebrates El Arabi style in the corner, and it's 3-0 all of a sudden. And you think, you know, game over, and we've got this in the bag. I think it, like you said, it's very refreshing to have just follow the success of this team, and the way that they play is really a lesson. And obviously this level is under-19. They make more mistakes, but just the level of focus and concentration that they put on display every game. They defend, all of the players on that team, they're capable of defending. They defend as a unit. They know when and how to attack. Maybe not, I won't go as far as saying they all know how to attack, but they all know how to defend. They know how to play together as a team. And you really, you feel it, even from the television. You feel the passion and the focus of these players. And you just wish that, can we take a little bit of that and put it into the first team? And of course, this is the discussion it's a much needed discussion that we've been having on this channel for a very long time, about how can we as a Greek club better integrate our youth team players into the first team. There's always this discussion about there being a lot of pressure in the Olympiacos first team, and you know the fans want results, and you know do the fans have the patience and the appetite to support these young boys? Because you know you look at the likes of Babis Kostoulas, Christos Mouzakitis, Papakanelos, they're 16, 17, 18 years of age, and they're going to make mistakes. Now, I think what I'm trying to say, and before I ask you the question, is we've spent millions investing in state-of-the-art facilities at this club, and we need to really start making good on that investment. The last time we had a crop of players like this was back when Retsos and Androutsos were playing. I think we reached the quarter, was it the last 16, and we got knocked out by Marseille?
I think the Retsos generation went on to lose against Shakhtar. That was the Ioannidis generation that lost against, I think it was Aston Villa, but it wasn't Youth League at that time. It was the Next Gen series. I've just checked on the
That's
day
right.
yesterday.
That's the last crop of players that was utilized. And that was, you know, Paolo Bento being the manager and bringing Retsos, Androutsos, Manthatis into the fold. But we've not really, like, we've not really been good at doing that. You could argue we bought Andreas Doi into the first team last season and converted him from a defensive midfielder to a centre back. But I think that there's something really special about this crop of players. It really looks like a gold mine that we have in the under 19 youth setup. A lot of credit to all of the people working there, a lot behind the scenes. Not just the coach, Silai Dopoulos, Mavrogiannidis, Jose Anigo. I know that you can speak to this more, Marshall, but you know, Vasilis Nanos as well. All of those guys, everyone involved, just tremendous kudos from us. And I think we speak for all of the Olympiacos fan base around the world in our gratitude. And we really hope that we can see these players make the first team.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't recall Olympiacos having such promising players in his history before, because the football now is kind of different. You can see 16 years old, 17 years old player almost being ready to play for the first team of Olympiacos, which is something that would have been possible probably a decade ago, and probably you know better than me. You had profiles like Ninis and players like that in Greek clubs, but it's one out of how many players. And the football now is very different because I do believe Kostoulas, Mouzakitis, even Papakanelos are more than ready to play for the first team. And I'm pretty sure the people of the club will be patient, like, I mean, the fans, because if you look at the fans being mad, for example, at players like Ndoye, like Vroussai, like Androutsos before, it's also because probably all of them reached their ceiling with the club. All of them are good player, good rotation player, backup players, I don't know. Even if probably Vroussai was mishandled, same for Androutsos because he was turned into a right back, but none of them were as promising as Kostoulas right now. Let's be honest with that. I mean, we've all seen that game against Bayern, the goal he just scored. You see that once in a decade for a striker at 16. And so I'm sure there will be patience because, first of all, they are younger than I don't know, Androutsos and Vroussai when they came up with the first team. The last good example would be probably Retsos, because when he started playing with the first team, he was 18. He was one of the youngest captain of the club. And even at that time, he wasn't a perfect centre-back. I mean, he made mistakes. The team lost games. And I don't recall the fan being mad at Retsos at that time, because the team around him was like quite mid, quite average, if you remember, with Bento. That era of Olympiacos wasn't the best. But I'm sure the fan will be more patient with the team if the team loses with Papakanelos, with Mouzakitis, with Ndoye, because at the end of it, you know that if you don't have results, you will be able to sell them. And even Nicola, who barely played for the first team, I remember him scoring the goal in the Camp Nou, if you remember, in the Champions League, and we sold him for like 3.5 million. Yeah, it's not a big deal, but if we can have like four or five players being sold like that, it's okay. that's how you become self-sufficient in terms of money.
And we had a sell option on Nicolau as well, didn't we? So we made money after we sold him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And
the thing is, with modern football being what it is right now, I'm not expecting Kostolas to play more than two seasons with Olympiacos, even if he gets the chance to play with us. But as you said before, it's time to have a payback, if I can say that, on the investment we made in the academies, because it's how you remain at the top. And we've made so many mistakes in transfers in the last years. I won't name the list because we all know who we brought to the club for big money that weren't good enough for the club. But we need fresh blood. We need players being more spontaneous, being without fear, because a youngster now in football, they don't even face fear. It does not exist anymore. Like you would throw Kostolas in Tumba away, he wouldn't care. Like it would be like playing against villagers in Greece. They do not face pressure as a youngster would face 10 years ago when you played with Rivaldo and stuff. You wouldn't dare to speak to them in the locker room. You know what I mean? The football has changed, like probably thanks to Mbappe, for example. And when you're 18 years old, you can lead a team, any team, even Olympiacos, even with the pressure, with the Greek atmosphere, the fans. It's not that hard for me.
I think the word we're looking for is just the fearlessness, right?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
that they have going out there and performing. And you do see it with like the youngsters at Bauk, I want to say, like Costa Delias in particular. They play with a fearlessness and just a lack of what's I'm trying to look for the I'm struggling to find the right word here, but we've got nothing to lose, I fear. Or like we've talked a lot on this show about strategy and giving direction. And I said on the last live that we did that the board needs to give a direction to any manager that comes in that, look, every season I want at least minimum two players being promoted and integrated into the first team. And I think that you were saying this to me earlier when we were exchanging messages, that the club, like the success of this under-19s team has almost forced the club into a position where they just cannot ignore it anymore.
Exactly.
And the public pressure as well, and the fan base's interest and buy-in to this team's success, it's put the club in an impossible position.
Exactly.
But in a good way, because, you know, let's take today's first team and you look at players that we've brought in like Cabral or Carvalho in the past, or Biancon or Vezo, Navarro. And then you think, we need an attacking option. Why isn't Papakanelos taking the position of Cabral? He's a squad player right now. We're not asking Papakanelos to go in and play, starting lineup and just throw him in there. Baptism of fire. You integrate them properly. Or at the back, we have a lot of players, but we don't have a leader at the back, really.
No, you're right.
But there's players like Kutsidis, who actually didn't play against Bayern Munich, and he's considered our best centre back, alongside Kostadinos Kostoulas. In midfield, Christos Mouzakitis. This is the young man that's in the photo here in the middle. He's 17 years old. He was also singled out by Jose Inigo at the end of last season. I remember a journalist was asking him about players that he considered could be making first team for Olympiacos. And Christos Mouzakitis, left-footed, 17-year-old central midfielder, can play six, can play number eight in the middle of the park. Why isn't he getting a look in over Carvalho? And I don't mean to be mean.
Yeah,
but
I agree with you.
I also want to refer back to a discussion that we had with Per Zetterberg, former Swedish international, club legend, played for us for 3 years. We had an interview with him, which you can find on our channel, and we asked him, why is it that players or clubs from Scandinavia are much better at producing talent and selling to the European market, to the big leagues? He said, And I won't forget his answers that we never buy a foreign player unless he's at least 2, 3, 4 times better than what we have in our club. And we have to stop buying just average players, like filler players, band-aids, or players that are proposed by managers. We have to be better at integrating and prioritizing, I say, our own. So I think
that's very true, because it comes to something we probably said numerous times before. We do not expect players from the academy to be starters, but we just need rotation players, players that would fill gaps in the team. And this is what is lacking in Olympiacos in the last years, because you mentioned it, like with Cabral, with, I don't remember, Vezo. We've been signing for big money when you sum it up at the end, and a huge number of players that the academy is there to produce. Like, for example, when you're leading 3-0 at home against Volos, the players that have to come in must be Mouzakitis for half an hour, Kostoulas for 10, 15 minutes at the beginning, Papakanelos for 20 minutes if you had to, to benefit from the score that we already secured before. And this is how you grow the club. This is how you grow the youth system, by giving them opportunities, but not too big at the beginning. Not all of them would be starters like Solakis in the cup game in Tumba. This is not what we need for every youngster. And even we mentioned PAOK example so many times, but they don't have all academy players as starters. They do have like Tsigaras playing in the midfield when it's needed. They had like Liratsis before. They had fullbacks like Tsausis on the left. They had Simas as a striker that is not even, it's not a starter yet, but it will be in the future. We don't need especially starters in every position, because I think, but I come back to Mbappe, but a lot of people think that the academy needs to produce like 10 Mbappe every year, but it's not possible. If you have Andrusos for 3 years, it's good. How many games Andrusos helped the team? He wasn't the right back. Yeah, at the end of it, he needed to leave. Yes, but how many games he played for the team, being good for the team that produced Andrusos, that put trust in him. And I remember the game in Turkey with Bento against Ospanlispor when he was a midfielder. A game like that from the academy player will always top 1-2 good games for players like Cabral. And we have to be smarter, because we have the money, we have the fame, the history of the club. We have everything to produce good players. Like, you know Greece better than me. You know that Greece young kids play football everywhere. They do play basketball too, but you have talents everywhere. You just need to use them. Like, Croatian clubs had to split when onto the Youth League final last season, if I'm correct, because they do have, it's very similar country. Croatia is smaller, but they do love sports so much, they just need someone to trust them. And now, as you said, the success in the Youth League have put players above the club, if I can say that. We cannot ignore Kostoulas, Papakanelos, Mouzakitis, because if you go to Twitter, you search, Kostoulas, half of the European people that follow young team football, they know them already. So we cannot ignore them already. It's too late, if I can say that.
No, it was reported as well that Bayern Munich was interested in Babis Kostoulas. I think that was reported before he signed the contract extension, him and his brother. So, yeah.
If I can say something more, it's what amazed me. Like, Greek people need to understand that. For example, if you put Kostoulas in a French team, the equivalent of Kostoulas in the French team would have asked in the press to play first team football, or he leaves. Like, he would have threatened the club, saying, I'm not renewing if you're not playing me. And the Greek club, like Olympiakos, like PAOK, they have the massive advantage that those players are reluctant. They will sign the pro contract with you no matter what. You don't even need to have a perfect plan for them. They will sign with you. You need to use that. There is no fear in the club to lose Kostoulas. Imagine if Kostoulas will go to the press, like, leaking he has offers from big club. They could leave. Like, French club loses big player, big prospects every year, because if you don't give them pro contract and first team football, they leave, because in the market they will find first team football in Salzburg, in Germany, I don't know, And Greece has to take advantage of that.
Yeah. No, I think you raise a lot of pertinent points, and your insights when you compare the way things are in France as well is also really some valuable insights for our followers and our listeners. Drawing to an end on this episode, I think one of my main conclusions is really that a failure to find a way of integrating and nurturing these players into the first team would be a bigger failure than not winning the league on any given season, particularly this season. I mean, I think we've almost lost hope. You know, every time the men's team gives us hope, then a few games after, we're just right back down to earth very abruptly. So I think that's an important point to raise. So we mustn't fail. We have to find a way. Now, before we close, I want to look ahead to the next opponent. But before I do that, I thought it's also nice to just remind everybody of the journey. This journey, it started with a two-leg game against Lecce, the Italian champions, in under-19 category last season. That ended 6-2 on aggregate, so knocking out Lecce. Then we went to play against Karabag in the second round, two legs, 7-0 on aggregate. Then playoffs against Inter, a team that is top of the under-19s league in Italy this season. That game ended 0-0 at the Karaiskaki. We won that 6-5 on penalties. Then in the last 16, we played against Lens, who you know very well. 2-2 regular time, and then 4-2 winners on penalties. And of course, yesterday, quarterfinal victory away from home in Bayern Munich's training pitch with fans, in the presence of Thomas Tuchel and other distinguished members of the Bayern Munich staff society, who went down to congratulate the Olympiakos reps at the end of the game. Important to say that too. And our next opponent, Francois, I imagine you can also give us some insights here, because we're playing another French side, Nantes, who we met last season in the Europa League. As far as I know, they're a team that has one of the top youth academies in Europe, for sure. Are they a better side than Lens? What do you think going into that game?
First thing, it's one of the main historical youth producer in French football. It's not really visible recently because they do have issue with the owner. They don't really trust young players, but they do produce them. So it will be more difficult than Lens for sure, because the quality of the team in general is higher. They do have players that already played first team football, first division football, of course. They have lots of players playing with the French youth national team. So they do have players that have tasted something different than French youth football. I'm expecting some also more physical side, maybe, because how can I say that? French team will be more physical than the Greek team, no matter who the French team is, because they are probably more prepared for adult football, younger than Greek football players. But it does not mean that it will be a huge disadvantage for the Olympiakos under-19, because it's a real team, if I can say that. The under-19 of Olympiakos is a real team, but Lens, have better players than Lens, because the guy that scored for Lens the free kick, it was the main threat for me of Lens. They did have like two, three good players, but the rest of the team was not as good as the top players. Meanwhile, Nantes has a more solid team. They have a very good goalkeeper. If we go to the penalty shoutouts, it's a very good one. And they do have like three to five good profiles, like the defenders, the midfielders too. So it will be a very big test, because if Olympiakos is able to win that, then there is no way some of them aren't ready for the first team. Like, it's close to a first team in Greece that we will face. I don't know the level of under 19 physically, tactically, is probably equivalent to a Greek team. Not the best Greek team, of course, but a real professional team from the first division. Also, they have massive support from the Nantes fans, so maybe it will play a part on the game, even if I do expect Olympiacos fans to be there too. So I'm very curious to see, because it's two different teams. Like, it's Olympiacos have individual talent, but they have mainly a good team playing together. Meanwhile, Nantes probably has more individual talent that are probably 2 or 3 years advanced in terms of physics and stuff. But I'm curious to see what the coach can do.
Invaluable insights again from you, Marshall, with regards to Nantes. And, you know, why not go all the way? These kids are really making us dream of winning a European trophy in football competition at European level. Why the hell not? We've come this far. If you've appreciated the insights and the discussion here, please don't forget to like and subscribe. It really helps our channel and to reach out to more fans across the world. Help us to keep growing this community. Lots of great content on our channel. And yeah, let's see. The final is going to be, it's a final four format. It's going to be Nyon, Switzerland. And the other teams, now we're waiting to see the results of Mainz versus Porto and Milan versus Madrid to see who the other two teams are. Any final thoughts?
I just want to say something, like, if the people that lives in Greece could go to more B team games, more under 19 games on a regular basis, because I think those kids first deserved it. Like, they produce good football, and also I went once to a B team game, and it's refreshing, as we say at the beginning. It's the future of Olympiacos. Yes, probably the club won't handle them well, but still, you people need to go more to the B team under 19 game, because it's where the future of the club is built. And if those kids are shown support, advices, I don't know, it's good. So yeah, let's go to those games if you can, of course, because it's not always possible, but to reconnect Olympiacos fan with real Olympiacos.
Fantastic way to end. Thanks very much, Marshall. Thanks to everyone that's been watching, whether you're on YouTube or whether you're listening on audio. We are Gate 7 International. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye-bye.